بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. People that achieved, they achieved because of mudawamat, constancy. Constancy doesn't mean that you must be doing the thing all the time. But the time that you allocated for that work is done in that time. That's the meaning of constancy. You see, he is very punctual in his namaz. So it doesn't mean that he is in the masjid the whole day, but at namaz times, he is there. Someone says, no, he is very regular on his Eid namaz. So that means once a year he comes home. So constancy, punctuality doesn't mean that you must be there all the time. But the time that you have assigned for that work, you are doing it. A lot of times, when you have assigned a work for the time, and you don't do it, then you have some other complications. As Mawlana Thani Sabranda says, that once he had his ustad, the Shaykh Uddin al-Hamdari, as a guest. Mawlana had a very, very busy schedule. Man writing 1,000 kitabs. So, just understand now how collected your mind has to be. And then how punctual you need to be. Not only your mind being collected, but also how punctual. See, you can't allow the mind to just scatter. So now, you got the content, and the content has to be recorded in a certain manner. And to get that in a certain style, your mind needs to be correctly conditioned. Then you can do it. And if you can't, condition your mind, mind is running everywhere, then you can't do so. So, perhaps that was one of the reasons why small things will irritate Mawlana. Because he's got so much on his plate, and he's got times scheduled for everything. Are you interrupting his schedule? Now that interrupts the work. So he's not getting disturbed for himself. But the dini work that is happening, that's going to be disrupted. So that will disturb him. So if the person is speaking, but he's speaking in a formal way, you know, in the right way. So it won't disturb him. Because he's saying it in the right way. So the mind has been conditioned to be on the right. Right? Mind not conditioned to be disrupted. So when it's not conditioned to be disrupted, so we'll take it in the stride. But now, someone comes and breaks that whole design of the mind. What happens? Obviously now, the mind gets disrupted. So the Shaykh Nur Rahmatullah had come in, whatever reason. And these people had so much of respect and regards. They were insisting, it's a political movement, Congress versus Muslim League, right? So the Shaykhun, etc., were on the side of Congress. Al-Mawtami Sahib Rahmatullahi was not a fan of Muslim League, but there were some leanings toward that. Right? So now, the insisting on the Shaykh Ul-Hind, that is the Ustad, must have a program in Thanabur. So I won't do that. That means now, I must openly oppose him. That's what it means. That he's got his leanings towards the Muslim League, right? And I am in Congress. So what's going to happen? As though I'm inviting a clash. So they are very particular about this. So then they asked the Shivam, but what's wrong? If you have a program, what's wrong? So he said, see, when it is a Zanni thing, it's a thing that is not categorical, right? Not inclusive, but categorical. It may be that he is right. It may be I am right. See, one is a thing that is absolutely categorical, clear. Like I was showing about the Tasweer, over 50 hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So you cannot say it's not conclusive. Because those that have done Nukbatul Fikr, they'll tell you that you need about 25 or 30 hadith for it to be at the level of Tawatur. So Uda Mukarrarat is over 50. So I would say at least about 25, 30 are on Tasweer. It brings it to the level of Tawatur or at least Mashhur, right? To that level. When it's at that level, then it's very dangerous to reject it, see? Because it's reasoned level. So people translate that Tawatur in different ways. One person translated it as mass transmission. Right? Mass transmission. It's a good translation, but a little bit of explanation in it, right? Mass transmission means to come to the level of certainty, what you say, categorical, conclusive. So you need the information to come to a certain level to say, now this is conclusive evidence, right? Now, say the moon is sighted, right? This will just show you an example. 10 people saw it in Spingo Beach, Atman Pound, another 50 people, Spingo Hill, another 20 people saw, Durban, someone seen it, Johannesburg, someone seen, Pietermaritzburg, they saw in Pretoria. So, can you say that all of them connived on a lie? Can you say that? Can't. So, the wide part, and they agreed on one thing. So, you cannot say that they all connived on a lie. So, that's called Tawatur, or you say mass transmission. Then, there's a second level. It's also like mass transmission, what they call Khabr-e-Mustafiz. Khabr-e-Mustafiz, what it means, that it's general knowledge. What? The closest translation I can get is general knowledge. Right? Like I say, Mawlana Harun Sahib was the Shaykhul Hadith in this madrasa, right? So do you need any other supporting evidence? Why? Everybody knows. I'll know, the students will know, the staff will know, the workers will know, the town will know, everybody will know, right? And everybody knows, so you don't need any other supporting evidence. Though you didn't see him as a Shaykh al-Hadith, right? You didn't learn under him, and you didn't see him as a Shaykh al-Hadith, but it's general information. Right. When it's general information, you don't need any additional supporting evidence, right? Like now there's a mayyat, right? Now, you didn't see the person dying, or you didn't see the corpse. But it's now general, it's reached to the level of general knowledge. Now, can you deny that? You can't deny it. Although you didn't see the death, you didn't see the corpse, but now it's reached such proportions, reach such public proportions, now to deny that becomes very difficult. But that's called Khabr-e-Mustafiz. Like a lot of us may have not sighted the moon, we didn't see it personally, right? Right. But the news went wild. Everybody's talking about it here, there, everywhere. So now that's Khabr-e-Mustafiz. See. So now we're talking of Muwazabat, right? It is branched off. As Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah said, I spoke about him, right? So look at his reasoning. See the reasoning, that's great in this people here. He says, I can't say that my reasoning is categorical, right? Whatever I say, it's absolutely certain. Can I say that? Right. So, The reasoning is, one is mass transmission, that's categorical. Khabar Mustafi's general knowledge is also categorical. But now, it's something that is not reached that level. So can you see that, that's also categorical? Can't see that. Like I see, for example, Grey Town got a population of 1,000 Muslims, right? Now, is that categorical? Not categorical. Is it public information? No. It's my estimate, all right? Made some guess there, did some mulaqats. So, my estimate is, so it can be challenged. See, what can be challenged, that's called, is not categorical. It's my observation. My observation, it doesn't have to be conclusive. See, my observation doesn't have to be conclusive. In this matter, we are very, very weak. And one of the reasons for the weakness is this technology, right? And someone comes with some news, so it becomes viral, and the whole world talks about it. Nobody did the research, right? Now, we had a story here in Madrasa, right? So we had a guest, and now he was asked to give a talk, right? Now, the Madrasa, nobody knows the profile. Nobody knows. Just here, it's a Mawlana from somewhere. So someone put him up, right? Whoever put him up, but now he thought that he's a luminary, and why shouldn't we give him a chance? Right? So they gave him a chance, and he didn't speak about anything controversial, right? But now later on, it became clear that he's a controversial figure, right? You see that? So the question will come directed at us, that he was a controversial person, then why did you give him the chance to address? So we have to then give a clarification, not a retraction, a clarification. Right? Okay, we didn't know the person. And the person who asked him, he also didn't know, right? Just thinking that he's a dignitary, like we give other dignitaries a chance to give a talk, so they gave him a chance, right? Later when we discovered that he is a controversial figure, then we have to bring about a whole clarification. But now, where did this come from? It comes from a group of people that want excitement, but they can't see calm prevail. Say, yeah, see, Talimuddin, what a person they put up to give a talk. Now, that puts you into a quandary, right? Into a mix-up. And there you have to come and give a clarification to clear the minds of people. That person, his duty was to come and ask us first before he could go viral, but even straight viral. So now, creates a confusion now. We have got a view on photography. Have we changed our stance? See, because of that person's inciting or stirring trouble. See, so his work was to find out. But they skip this one here and go straight. See. So, to then, to give a clarification, is that according to the sunnah or not, right? You clarified something. So, giving a clarification, when it's creating some doubts in people's minds, is it in accordance with the sunnah or not? So, Nabi Sallam is in the month of Ramadan, and he's in i'tikaf. In the meanwhile, his respected family, has Safiya radiyallahu anha, I don't like to use the word wife. I say wife, see some dignified words, respectable words, family, household, right? If your son asks you, where's your wife? Is that odd? Even though it may not be his mother, right? But can he ask that? Can he? We're becoming so trailers that any word goes anywhere. The son can talk to the father like that, the father can talk to the son in any way. They're not careful about the choice of the words. Now this is, this morning, when I read the kitab, the last point was good akhlaq. That enhances the person's dignity, what? Good akhlaq, choice of words. What type of character must be displayed, which type of situation. And when I think about it, so see the remnants of the Islamic culture was perceived, I think till about over 1,000 years. Maybe Muslims didn't rule after 1,000 years, right? But the remnants of their culture were perceived. Like I ask you, you got Harry Smith, right? And then you got Lady Smith. So why didn't they use her name? See? But that's a remnant of the Islamic culture. Because Islam prevailed, and whoever prevails, it's his culture that overwhelms. See, it's his culture that will permeate. Because he's ruling. When he's ruling, annasu ala dini muluki. Whoever is the rule, then you overwhelm with that culture. See? Again, this is one example. Second example is King Williamstown and Queenstown. If they use the woman's name, both places the woman's name was omitted. So that means it was the remnant of the Islamic culture that prevailed. So therefore it became quite modest in our approach, the choice of her words. But then, now that the Western culture that seems to be dominating, right? So they don't hesitate in giving the woman's name, Elizabeth. Right? Can you see that? When the Islamic culture was there, then this was not to be spoken about. But now that culture, now it's the Western culture that has overwhelmed. So when it's overwhelmed, so they say, they only go by reasoning, right? So what's wrong? See, so how they say, so what's wrong if you take a woman's name? If you take a man's name, then what's wrong in taking a woman's name? So for them, it's gender equality. So they say this, both are the same. That's how they will see. And we say, no, there's a thing like respect. There's a thing like shame and modesty. And shame, modesty and respect have to be observed and have to be respected. See. So there are a lot of examples for this. When there is a confusion, there is a doubt, then it needs to be clarified. Yusuf alayhi salam, get it? So the king is calling him, summoning him, right? فَرْجِئْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْبَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَا إِجْرِ. Go back and find out what is the story of the woman that cut off the hands. Right. So now, Yusuf, what he's doing, he's commissioning an inquiry in his whole case now, and he's commissioning an inquiry. So the question is then, what was the need for him to commission the inquiry? Is that not against tawazu? Right? He wants to show his status. It's not against tawazu. In fact, it's a requirement. So why is it a requirement? It's a requirement, why? Because if the king is giving him some type of status and recognition, then he must be able to see the king in the eye. Tell him straight. But if he's got baggages, right, then the king will see the person, you scratch my back and I will scratch your back. See, you respect me and I respect you. Forget all the past. So, can we speak direct? We can't speak direct, right? Now, Yusuf Qasim can understand now, you know, why the king is calling him, right? He wants an administration with regards to the grain distribution. Right? He wants a proper administration. And if there's not going to be a proper administration, there will be malfunction, and thousands of people can die because of starvation, because they didn't get that grains, right? They didn't get that grain, and it resulted in thousands of people dying. See? So now, if it was that they had to, Yusuf alayhi salam, some stories of his was being hidden, right? So the king knows about it. Right? When the king knows about it, can't he twist the arm? You do it like this. You see that this Epstein thing, right? So many great leading officials are just giving their resignation. You see that? So, now here, so Yusuf doesn't want all that. I'm going to be handling this whole department. The grains, I'm going to be distributing it, right? And I need to be very thorough in this. Nobody can point a finger that I was not just in the distribution. Right? Nobody must point a finger. Right? I can tell the king, this is your ration. And he can't twist my arm. See? Nobody can use the influence. But if it was something that he had that was not yet researched and there was no inquiry. So the king will know in his mind, okay, this man also has got some baggages. So what? We can just twist the arm, we can turn things around. But now, the whole thing is absolutely clear. And cleared when he has not come yet to the public square. He's still in prison, right? He's not at the public square. So they got all the chance to make a proper investigation, proper research. Can you see that? Now, he's got a clout, he's got a status. So to investigate, to make a clarification, there's going to be a problem to make a clarification how important it is. See? But it's showing us the principle of dissemination of news. And the dissemination of news all upside down. All upside down. Innocent persons will be just blamed, right? Anything and everything will just go. So this comes in when the culture doesn't have the vestige of modesty and shame. But if there's modesty and shame, these are different people. Totally different. See. Some Arab student, Arab countries, he's coming to me. So I thought this blackmailing and all that, you know, it's only in Western countries. You see, in them also. So I said, how it works? Same here also. There's different ways of blackmailing. But one way he's explained to me, that if, for example, she's the fiancée, right? And for some reason, that engagement just broke. So they were fiancing and they were going around. So they got photos of each other. So this one will send that one's photos all viral. Okay, see what he was doing, or what she was doing. See the photos. See that? So the blackmailing is done in different ways. But the root of it is immorality, immodesty. It starts from here. And then it's got no limits. No limits. It's broken, you see. So Islam will teach us dissemination of news, and if you're not thorough in your news, then you don't blurt out anything. Otherwise, samanina jalda. Fajliduhum. If you're not careful about your giving out news, then you'll be flogged with 80 stripes. Flogged with 80 stripes. But then, now this news is coming now. What do you do? How do you respond to the news? So it's about a 5-point plan that the Quran Sharif gives, that when there's a news, then how do you respond to the news? Right? First, lawla is sami'tumu. So when you hear this type of news against your brother, right? It's going to run your brother down. Kultum. Lola is sami'atumu, then ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. So what is the first level? So you got that information, but you go and send it viral. Must that be your response? But now, these lot of things are very, it's a practical thing. Common sense will tell you, do this. Common sense will tell you, just do this. You know, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand. Common sense, ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. You heard something about your brother, that you will construct a good opinion. No, my brother is not like this. Now, if you constructed a good opinion of your brother, and he was guilty, then you're sinful. Because the Quran Sharif is asking you to construct a good opinion of your brother. ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Right? So when he's instructing you, then you're constructing a good opinion, it won't amount to a sin. Can you see that? Now this is the first step, right? لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَى. Then you made an accusation, you made an allegation against your brother, right? See, the Quran dedicated one whole ruku, just dissemination of news. And it's so pertinent for this age. لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَى. You made an allegation against your brother. Why don't you support it with the required evidence? I'm just leaving out that four. But the required, but you know, a different situation requires a different format as an evidence. So the desired evidence, why didn't you support your claim? Made a claim against him. Made an accusation. Where's your proof? Where's the evidence? لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ. فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءَ. And if you can't support your claim with the required evidence, then in the law means, according to the law of Allah Ta'ala, you're a liar. You have seen the thing, right? But in the law of Allah Ta'ala, you can't support the claim. Then, by the law of Allah Ta'ala, you will be counted as a liar. So then you'll be dealt as a liar, qazif. Then, you're striped, you're flogged with the 80 stripes. See that? لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ. But now, some bright spark may ask, but we're seeing all this type of behavior, what must you do? Well, just let that immoral behavior continue. No. So, you can go and report it to the official that I'm seeing some immoral behavior, right? It's a strange girl and a strange man, and you see them sometimes in some awkward postures, you know. So that you can say. But now you are accusing them of fornication, that you will be very careful. So the authorities, all right, they're doing something immoral, they catch them, then they will take the necessary steps thereafter. See that now, second step. ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Then لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ. If you can't do it, then you're a liar. Then the third step. قُلْتُمْ سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. But if you hear something about your brother, right? Say, no. This is a pure allegation. What? It's a pure allegation. But now, see the Quranic steps, how beautiful. I say, if we follow the steps, then what will be the atmosphere like? Won't they be breathing clean, fresh, crystal air? What are you doing there? I know when Maulana came there, Hurmuzullah from Bangladesh, right? I don't know if you hear of him. Heard of him. Yeah. So he was Sai Muddar, a whole year out he'll be fasting. But he came here about the age of 80, but I used to marvel, you know, this plastic chairs we got, right? He's a little bit short. Sometimes getting the Josh, he'd stand on the chair. Sai Muddar, fasting all the time. So, but he mentioned a very important point. He says, see, you know, idhar udhar ki khabar, you know, gossip, ribat, bad news, wrong news, right? We hear this thing, we talk about it, we think there's not going to be any effect. He says, bhai, when it's good, then good will descend, rahmat will descend. In the dhikri salihina tanzilu ar-rahma. Talk about good people, good works, then good will descend. The mercies of Allah Ta'ala will descend. But the opposite is also true. Well, in the dhikri talihin tanzilun nikma. And when you talk about all stupid things, wrong things, bad things, maybe true, but you're talking about it, then you must expect some type of musibat, calamity to come down. You won't feel the goodness of the heart. You won't feel the motivation in your ibadat. You won't feel the motivation in zikr, the drive to come to the masjid. You won't feel that again. Why? You spoke about all these miserable people, nonsensical people, right? Or nonsensical activities. So what happens? So then you must expect that type of consequence because you spoke of these type of things. But you see the third line of the Quran says this. And I say, you know, when a town becomes a little bit more flourishing, then you have to be more careful. And even in a small village, the small village mustn't feel itself to be immune. Because sometimes the small village, there's no action, so you want to stir up something. Small now. There's nothing exciting. So someone is being on a story. Like I say, you know, the Quran says, all information. وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Quds, the wrong people follow them. What? يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. And you don't see them فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ. They wandering in every valley, saying things, يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. They're saying things that they don't do. So, for a long period, right, people used to be fantasizing and influenced with the poets, right? Fantasize with their words. Right? That will shake them up, right? I know we were in India, so they used to have mushara. And I know the shoes flocked over these things there. But the crowds used to be coming there. Started to discourage it, but they took. Right. But now in Western countries, the place of the poets, you know, people like to hear poetry, right? But who's replaced the poets? So when I thought about it a little bit open, like, who's replaced the poets? Journalists, editors, right? Politicians, and sports reporters, right? Haven't they, you know, because small, so the family tradition was, you must go to the shop, even at the age of 8. One of the workers in the shop, I remember, you know, he liked to hear the commentary on the July handicap. And I should hear, hey, the way he's talking, 200 a second, hey, I don't know how he gets the words, but he gets the words right. So, I was about 8, 9 years of age at that time. I can remember that how the commentator is talking. So the word, who they follow these people here. So, inna minal bayani la sihra. But remember, the speech also has got a magic effect. If you think, no, we said something. But the talk also has got a magic effect. Sometimes you spoke the right thing. Like when I spoke about photography, right? Then so many people come after that and say, I deleted about 2,000 photographs. I didn't know it was a curse. So, you mustn't feel that you said something and it won't have an effect. It has a good effect, good things were spoken, and wrong things were spoken, so it can have a wrong effect as well. And I say, we're writing fatwas, right? From around 1980-81, right? So about over 40 years. So up till about, I would say, 2000, you never hear of oral, right? But after 2000, you're hearing so common, right? People asking that question, right? So then it makes you think, all right, till 2000, there wasn't a thing like this. Now, why this? So they read about this thing here, they hear this thing here, that they would apply themselves. You see that effect. You hear these things, you listen to this thing here. Right. So, a news and how what a disaster it is. Reaching now, I just knew, I got some information. I can't be behind times. I must know what's going on, right? But now, some news here. News is like food, right? News is like food. Remember that. The system can agree with certain foods, right? It will then transform it into energy, and it will do good for you, right? And some foods are such, it will cause constipation, stuck up. Right? Now, you're not throwing up, and not going down. So you're stuck up, right? So news is also like that. Some news is such, you just take it and it's gone, finished. But some news gets stuck into the system. When it gets stuck into the system now, it's creating an irritation. Until you don't speak about it, you must spew it out, then you feel some satisfaction. So news, must remember, is like food. You know, food, we are very particular. This is poison, the food poison here, this expired, or this is genetic, not origin, right? So that we become very particular about. But I ask you, all that are seated here, are we so particular about news? Like we're particular about food. So we have this type of food here, have that food, you know, this. Are we so particular about news? So no, it's just news. Just by the type of precaution you exercise on food, much more must be exercised on news. Because hal yukabbu nasu ala wujuhin illa hasa'idu al-sinatin. You will be thrown in Jahannam headlong because of this. Yukabbu nasu ala wujuhin, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, hadith. People are throwing into Jahannam just because of misuse. So you see the third line. وَلَوْلَا إِسْسَمْعَتُمُهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُولَنَا يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِسْكِي أَبَدًا كُنْتُمْ إِنِينَ. And then the last line. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Look at that line. That's the last line, isn't it? That you like immodesty, right? Like indecency and talks of indecency to go around, or this person here did this, or his wife did this, and his daughter did this. So you like that type of information to float around. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You must wait for a severe, grievous punishment this life. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And now see how serious that day will be. Your hands will speak out against you. Your limbs will speak out against you. Qiyamah day is such a tense day, you know. Imagine your limbs are speaking about against you. So on that day, you will swear your limbs. Suhkan, right? Fa an kunna kuntu udali or something. I can't remember the word, right? Fa an kunna. So you're swearing your limbs, you know. You're trying your limbs, you know. I was doing all these things for your pleasure. And today you're speaking out against me. Right? The limbs, the feet, your hands are speaking out against you. You did this, right? You did this. You said this. Suhkan wa bu'dan. So an kuntuna unadilu. We used to be doing all this for your comfort. And now you're speaking out against us. So there's so much of ayat in the Quran is just about dissemination of news. How we handle it. I say, if we exercise that type of caution, would there be problems today? Would there be disarray? Would there be ill feelings, malice? Most of it is because of, we don't know how to talk. A lot of news comes to me, right? And about 99%, I either discount it or just keep quiet. Alhamdulillah, I just discounted. Say maybe something went wrong somewhere. Maybe they got a personal problem, so therefore he's talking against that person. So then we just leave it out, and you see after that, it seemed like a very serious thing, but I think it's just forgotten after that. But the day you speak about it, then it becomes a serious thing. But just learn to just be silent. And I tell that even your sheikh, don't go tell your sheikh all these things. You had a row with your brother, and you try to share. You don't settle now, finish. No, don't bring it to him. Why must you bring it to him? With the names. It's settled, finish now. Nabi Samasa was very cautious about this. He said, see, you don't bring out information of my sahaba to me. Ribbon akhruja ilayhim ilaykum wa ana salim sadr. I wish to come out in your presence with a good mind. But now you're filling my ears with this person here, that person and that person. After all, I'm a man as well. When I'm a man, I can get affected. Right? When I see him, I see he's a rotter. He is a rat. He is a monkey, right? Everybody, I'm talking about, I'm thinking people like that. Am I addressing a good audience? Right? With a good mind. So see that one ruku of the Quran Sharif was dedicated just to this. The dissemination of news. How we conduct ourselves. How important. Wasam'aka sun. Kasiyanatika lisani. And you take of your, you take care of your ears like you take care of your tongue. Like someone hears about it, so he's careful about his tongue. But see, it doesn't end there. You need to take care of your ears also. You just test it out, right? You spoke about the rugby final, right? 5 minutes before namaz. Then you went to your namaz, right? 9 or 10, the rugby, the whole play, the whole game will come before you. Will come a lot before you. Right? But now why must you engage in that talk? That's why the etiquette of Azadi also didn't want you to talk. Azad Sheikh also didn't want you to talk. Don't mix up and don't talk. So there must be a reason why they followed a common thread. Because that's going to disturb your whole concentration, your whole focus. It's going to disturb your whole focus. You said a few things and you didn't think serious about it, but now your whole concentration in namaz is gone. So I say to get your namaz right, from the time you are going toilet, wuzu, and proceed to the masjid, but don't listen or don't talk of anything that would disrupt your focus. Because this is a great business you're going for. Namaz is the greatest business, right? And you don't want that business to be affected, right? I ask you, if your 10 million rand is going, right, what happened to your brains? Now, do you give the namaz that importance like the 10 million rand? So if you are given that importance of namaz, like the 10 million rand, from the time that you're preparing, like from going to the toilet, then wuzu, then coming to the masjid, right, then you want your focus just to be improving, right? Allah Ta'ala, istighfar, jannah, jahannam, I may not perform the next namaz, how do I do it, right? That's the whole focus. Now you come into the masjid, you come with a different frame of mind. Right till you come into the masjid and start your namaz, you got no either udar, no side talks, right? And you're not looking at the furniture, what side fans they're working, why the air cons are so high. Just focus on your work. After everything is done, then you can, on your way out, then you can talk about this even outside the masjid. Not in the precincts. Because in the precincts, your talks and all that will filter into the masjid. Someone else gets affected. Not in the masjid, not in the precincts of the masjid. Don't say anything. Out, completely out now, right by the road now. The sound doesn't filter into the masjid. It's a different thing. But now, when you exercise that caution on namaz, won't that impact on your whole life? Namaz is right, your business is right. Namaz is right, your home is right. Namaz is right, your affairs are right. But work on that namaz. You work on this thing and everything works. So we're talking about muwazabat, right? What this muwazabat means. I spoke about the Shaykh of Hind rahmatullahi. So now, our elders understood these things. He's got his greatest istab, Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullahi, as a guest. Can he ignore him? But now that coincides with some of his writing. Now, how does he reconcile? He can't ignore his ustad. And if he's going to do something else, then that consistency will be interrupted. So this is not the best thing. I must refer this to my Ustad, but I must refer the whole thing to my Ustad. So he refers it to the Ustad. At this time, this is what I do. So the Ustad says straight away, hey, you don't disturb your program because of my presence. Don't do that. So let's say that I did that for about 10-15 minutes and I came back. How could I now just leave my Ustad unattended? One of the barakat of that is that then the flow of the thoughts is very good, right? See, when you're writing, you need a constant flow. Your pen needs to be just flowing, right? But the flow is subject to your thoughts. You know, the flow of the thoughts and the pen just flows. But now, the flow of the thoughts all affected it. Right? A lot of things can disrupt the flow of the thoughts. Among Thamis Abramda says that I'm sitting down to write Bayanul Quran, right? And you know, when I take the pen, I have a continuous flow, it just flows. But yeah, I've got the pen, I've got everything by me, but I don't see the flow. I'm just stuck there. I think, what happened? You know, something must have happened to stop the flow. Allama Qurtubi writes under this verse, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ. So he's taking a stock of the birds. See, هُشِيرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُدُوا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ وَالطَّيْرِ. So his army was absolutely out of this world. Jinnat, men and birds, all part of his force, his army. Now, when you are the head, right, then you must take stock of the people under you. Right? You can't say, I'm the head, now finished. No, no. Everything that comes under you, you have to be taking stock of them. In madrasa now, every department, you need to take stock of what's happening here, what's happening there, his class was going on there, laundry was going on, the mess was going on. So everything you need to take stock of, what's going on. Get a report. Masjid was going on, the fans working, the lights right, right? So every department you need to take care of. So he's now looking for the hudhud, mali la aral hudhud. So what all this Qurtubi says, Mufassirin say, that Sulaiman alayhi salam could communicate to ants, to birds, everybody could communicate. So if they had to, the whole army had to pitch at a certain place, had to camp at a certain place, then that Hudhud had the ability to divine the water, what they call divining, right? That thing could divine the water at which level it will be, and then he get Jinnat all that to dig the thing, bring out the water. Right? So now they camped at a certain place. The Hudhud is not there. Maliya la aral Hudhud. But now when he says Mali first, what? What's my problem? What? And you see that when he's taking stock, first he takes stock of himself. Mali. Mali. Where did one boy from? Mali. And you quote the hadith, Yaqulu an-nasu Mali, Mali. You know that boy? What is his name? Adam Mali. When he came, he didn't know a word of English. And then he could speak English better than us. Very fluent. So anyway, so when there's a catastrophe, there is a problem, then first you look within yourself, have I messed up something? Where did I go wrong? Mali, wherever. Then on the others, right? First you check within yourself, where have I gone wrong? I have missed out this, I didn't do this thing here, I was supposed to be doing this, I didn't do this, right? So first you take stock of yourself, Mali. So the more Thaisarvati, when you see that there isn't the flow on the pen, right? So he says, hey, something I must have missed out, because I'm not seeing the flow. So he says, yeah, you know, the family had to go out last night or the morning, she had gone out, and she reminded me that open, you see that you open the chicken, right? And I forgot to open the chicken. Because now, to open the chicken and feed them, right? So I forgot opening and feeding them. So I kept them locked, my chest went locked. See that? I kept them locked, so my chest went locked. See? But such an insignificant thing in our sight. But in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, Indallahi Azim. This we have totally forgotten, this aspect of tafakkud, right? One is tafakkud, taking a survey of the people around, right? So, look at Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Now, the public treasury is in his control. Right? So when the public treasury is in his control, he's a different person. See, one is now you need have any money, right? So you're a different person. But now you've got control of so much of finance. Now it's not a thing to be gloating and proud. Now, what you have got now, أحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. Now your duty is, now, just look around your surroundings. Look at the people there, look at the welfare. Are you looking at them? I don't say spend everything, but a good amount. So Umar radiallahu anhu, one is, he didn't have the control of the public treasury. Now he's got it. Now, can he sleep at night? Now he's checking the whole Medina Munawwara, outskirts, what's going on. So, same now, when these treasures come, wealth is one treasure, right? Knowledge is also a treasure. Right? If wealth is a treasure, then knowledge is also a treasure. Expertise is also a treasure. You got an expertise, right? So if you got something additional, then you must share, أحسن كما أحسن الله. Like Allah Ta'ala had favored you, are you concerned about the people around in your expertise, in your wealth, in your education, right? So that's why I encourage the ustads here that you can't only be teaching the madrasa. You have to have some type of a adult program in some masjid around, 10, 15, 20 kilometers away, and serve them as well. Don't they have a right? And I try to explain them, see, understand, you have something additional. Wealth is additional, you have to share. Education is additional, you have to share. Then I say, the last line I say, the institutes, madrasa, dini institutes, right, they function largely because of public contribution. So they have contributed, and what you're giving back, are you giving them back? They have contributed that you may do some dini work, right? Now, what are you giving back? Are you giving them anything? It was their blessings that you have come up. They contributed, made it a reality, made it work. Now, are you giving back anything? So at least once a week, twice a week, go out, see how what you can do in that area. Share that knowledge. Sometimes it's a seasonal masala, like for example, Ramadan fasting, right? 3-4 masalas will come in Ramadan. Fasting, right? And people got the tendency of giving zakat, right? You educate them on that. Then the third thing is fidya. Someone couldn't keep the fast now. Then what does he do? Then the fourth is fitrah, right? So there's about 4 masalas that will pertain to the month of Ramadan, right? Either you do it before Ramadan or in Ramadan. But the whole atmosphere is buzzing with knowledge. Allah gave you something additional, you're sharing it. See? What the faqadat tayyif, you know this from this verse, right? What's the puri of Ashayyan? Somebody's record, we get the faqad all decided. The second point I want to bring up here is after you have been punctual, right, etc., then you need to have a good opinion of Allah Ta'ala. Do the right thing. With doing the right thing, then you need to have a good opinion. Let me talk of categorical, etc. So it may not be that you have a good opinion of Allah Ta'ala, right? So it may not be a categorical thing, because it's your opinion, right? Opinion is an opinion, right? But Allah Pak wants you to have a good opinion. لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That you, as you're growing up and you come to your end, your feelings, your thinking of Allah Ta'ala must be good. Your opinion of Allah Ta'ala, thinking of Allah Ta'ala must be good. That inshallah, He's Kareem, He's Rahim, He's Ra'uf and Ghafoor, right? So He will bless me, will forgive me. Not that you don't have any fear, but at that time, now you're coming to the end. So at that time, you need to have a good opinion, especially after 50 now, right? And everything is widening and all that. So, enough now. Enough excitement, all that, right? Now, the onward journey, right? You know, the world also does it, right? as you are about, say, it's a local flight, right? From Johannesburg to Durban, say, if there's about 15 minutes left, then they'll tell you, all right, for 15 minutes, the Durban temperature, they're getting your minds right, isn't it? Get prepared now. If anything is left around, just check up. You may have left something in the, before you must have something, just check everything is right. So, these are Allah Ta'ala's reminders, white hair, all that. But that white hair, what is telling you, then make istighfar, but let that thought that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim, let it overwhelm you. Not that you disregarded Tawbah, Istighfar, the fear. You got that in mind, but let this be the dominant thought. Allah will forgive. Allah is most forgiving, is Rahim and Kareem. So I need to talk about it, I need to think about it, and work in that direction. As a fear of Allah Ta'ala, I'm mentioning it. Right? But Alhamdulillah, it would seem my family, she knew she's on her way out. But what I couldn't get over is, up to the end she had like a smiling face. So you could have a smiling face if you got good hopes in Allah Ta'ala. But if you don't have good hopes in Allah Ta'ala, then and not as though it wasn't like a problem, like, you know, what I'm going through is not a problem and where I'm going to is not a problem. So the hopes in Allah Ta'ala must be like that. In fact, I think it's 1-2 days before, or 3-4 days before she could pass away. She's joking with me, you know. It was a common joke in the house. So I can see now she's like finished now. But she still got the cheer to joke. That means the spirits are good. So the joke has to, you know, the lady has said, what you want, what can I gift for you, please tell me. So to get them off the back, I will ask for something impossible, right? Like now it's mango season, right? So I'll ask for nachis. So you always ask for the impossible. So she's telling me, you see, you always tell me, this season you ask for leeches and guavas. So give me a box of guavas and leeches. But she can only talk like that if the mind is calm and relaxed. If it's not calm and relaxed, can she speak like that? She can't speak like that. So as you're on your way, on your outward journey, so your mind must be in another. Kya hoga? I'm leaving you all. Phir kya hoga? You take it in the stride. That's how a Muslim must look at life. That this is life, and life has to come to an end. You must stop. So let's go and embrace that life. Can't avoid it. Can you avoid it? No, you jump off. You can't. La yastakhiruna sa'ata wa la yastakhiruna. Anyway, so on two other points. Time is up now. Some, it's more about Salb and all that. Salb and Ni'mat, shall be see afterwards.